The WLEW, News and Public Affairs Department, now presents What Do You Think? Here's your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Good morning. I have a couple of guests in the studio today. I have Darren Seaman, event chairperson, and Kelly Jo Osentoski, community promotions director for Harbor Beach. We're talking about Ag Venture Day. It's coming up, and there's some new things and some favorite things coming back, and a good time for the whole family. Thanks for being with us.
Yep. Thanks for having us.
Yep, thanks for having us.
First, when is it? Let's get the thing out of the way.
This Saturday, August 10th.
And it's kind of all over town in ways, because you've got it by the beach, you got it downtown by the where they've got the roads closed off. You got all kinds of things going on.
Yeah, down at the beach will be Storm the Beach 5K and the Farm Fit Challenge in the morning, which starts at 8:30 in the morning. So there's still time to sign up. You can go online or, you know, register that the morning of. And so you can run either the 5K or you can do the Farm Fit Challenge, which is about a 2-mile obstacle course, per se.
Either way, I'd have to hire a person to come behind me with a defibrillator, because it's not going to work out. But it is fun for the people who can do it and enjoy it, and it's a fun time in Harbor Beach. You get to look over the town and the pathway that has been so beautifully maintained.
Yeah, so if you're in the Farm Fit Challenge, though, be ready to get wet and sandy and a little of everything in between.
Yeah, and if you want to know what it kind of entails, Friday night, I think for sure the football team is going to run it, and maybe last year the soccer team ran it, so maybe we'll have some Harbor Beach sports teams get out there and give it a go, just to make sure we have everything set up right, and then Saturday morning is the actual run.
You're not going to have, you know, scary things jump out while they're running along just to spook them a little bit.
Unfortunately, we don't want to call the ambulance, so.
I've got dibs on the defibrillator. So, but it's Ag Venture, which to me indicates its focus is agriculture, which is big in Huron County, no doubt about that.
Right. So I guess the idea behind the whole thing when we started was to try and connect consumers with farmers on a more one-on-one basis. Most people had a grandpa that owned a farm, and that's kind of gone away. You know, there's just not a lot of connection anymore. So we're trying to give people the opportunity to come and see where their food comes from, because most of it, what they eat, is grown right here in the Thumb and in Michigan, and talk to a farmer and understand what they do and why and how we take care of our animals and the land, and just have a great conversation.
And even if you are raised on a farm here, they noted that when I do the Project Red thing at the fairgrounds, even if you're raised on a farm, you just are familiar with that kind of farming.
Correct.
Because if you're doing dairy, that's a whole thing different than if you're doing hogs and if you're doing cash cropping, if you're doing other things. And so it is a lot bigger than any one farm.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's a great opportunity for everybody to learn different commodities. Absolutely.
And I'd get to see some of the equipment, I would think, too. That's good for the kids and the kids at heart.
Yeah.
See those big things that you kind of mumble under your breath when they're going down the road and slowing you down, but when you see them up close and you can look at them and say, ooh, that's I'm glad I didn't hit that.
Yeah, it's a little intimidating, I think, walking up to some of these pieces of equipment for the first time, but we're starting to get some action going, and we created last year a passport kind of program where a kid will pick up a passport booklet.
Yeah, it's a piece of paper that just kind of has a few different of the exhibits throughout the streets that they can go and talk to whoever's running the exhibit or the farmer that brought that piece of equipment, and then they get a little stamp on their passport as they go around, and when it's complete, then they can come back and show us and get a little treat.
Well, terrific. And so and make sure they hit all the stops, because you got a map.
Exactly.
Yes. Yeah.
Terrific. And do you find any of the parents trying to get in on this? Like, can I ever
Oh, absolutely. I think the parents, sometimes I think the parents have more fun than the kids. But yeah, you'll see the parents and kids up in the tractors and checking it all out. So it's a great family event.
Now, these things are a year-long effort, really, to put together. I mean, you get done with it and you start thinking about what you're going to do next year. There's also always costs involved. There's, you know, the paper and all the other stuff you need and advertising and stuff. So How does this fund itself? Is this done through fees at some of the things, or is this basically kind of self-funded by sponsors and donors?
A little of both this year.
Column A and column B.
Yeah.
For booking. Yeah.
So we do have very generous sponsors, and in the past, everything has been free at the event because of our sponsors. We still have great sponsors this year, but because of the few changes we're making, there will be a small charge for sampling the items in the food tent.
Yes. You sample, and you say sample, I say graze.
Well, that's about what it is. We're hoping with the different items that the restaurants and local businesses bring in that people will decide that they want to try a lot of different items. And so it'll be smaller portions so that people can try the different items.
It's a taste of it so that if you enjoy it, you might want to come back. And it might be something you wouldn't expect that particular establishment maybe has.
Exactly.
Because, you know, people try varied things around the area, and sometimes their specialty doesn't really click with what you think it would be.
Right.
And they do. They do surprise you once in a while.
Yeah.
Okay.
So then the other new one where there's a joint effort between Michigan Milk Producers Association and Michigan Sugar Company. And they're starting a new ice cream store called Cream and Sugar in Uptown Bay City. And they are going to come to the event and scoop ice cream for us. So that will be free.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm. And they have four flavors that are...
Now you... Craig's going to come.
I want to lick my phone screen when I see the flavors, so I'm pretty excited about that.
And you'll have people, I don't care if I'm lactose intolerant, I'm going. Yeah, that sounds terrific, and there's nothing better than fresh, non-processed.
Fresh anything is fantastic.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? There's no stabilizers and gums and stuff they put in there to make it last. They just do it right, and it's always wonderful.
Yeah, so.
Oh, gosh, you're making me hungry, and it's only 10 o'clock.
Now, speaking of fresh, the chef cook-off on Saturday morning, which starts at 10 a.m.
Are you cooking real chefs? Or are you...
That's an idea for next year. No.
Just get them on a little rotisserie, and there you go.
No, they will be cooking a meal out of the pantry that is provided for them. And part of the pantry items is going to be fresh produce from the FFA Food Garden in Harbor Beach. So that will be... definitely using some of our fresh items that we have locally.
And it's kind of like they do on TV once in a while, where they have the programs where you have this stuff and you need to make something edible out of it. Because for me, it would not be edible.
Yeah.
It would be a disaster. But they have to cook it, and there may be one or two things they have to include, which, you know, like they used to sing on Sesame Street, some of these things don't go with the other.
From what I've heard, I'm not planning that part of the event, but there is a surprise ingredient that they all have to use.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have Sensient Flavors in town that is providing some of the flavorings seasonings, so that's fantastic.
So it basically brings the whole town together in these types of things with businesses.
We're trying.
And the
goal.
And the commodities that are done in the area and around Harbor Beach, all this stuff comes together into your...
It takes all of us to make it happen.
Sure.
Yeah.
And, well, first of all, when does the 5K mile run-walk start?
That begins at 8:30. The race begins at 8:30. Sign-up begins at 7, I believe.
Yep.
And that sign-up, if you...
Is down at Lincoln Park under
Lincoln
the pavilion.
Park. Should you go online to do it beforehand to make it simpler so you're already in there and
you
have to say is I already registered and here's my name and away you go, rather than doing all the other stuff of next of kin and on.
Right, yes. You can go to runsignup.com and put in Harbor Beach or Storm the Beach, I guess it is.
Yep.
Storm the Beach 5K, and it'll pop up and you can do your complete registration right there online.
And there are... Early on, there were shirts available. There may be a few left, depending on whether you're an odd size.
Right. I know that if you registered early enough, you were guaranteed a shirt. So I guess it'll probably depend on if they have any left.
But something to remember for next year.
Yes. Sign up early.
Sign up early. sign up often.
So. Yes, and there should be chocolate milk after the race, too.
There should be. I heard there's
going to
be.
Don't do it beforehand, because you'll have cramps all the way down down the lane. Well, terrific. And is this something basically for adults, or do you find that, you know, because I've seen these things where they do the walk part, and there's people in strollers, you know, pushing their kids along and such.
Oh, sure.
It's not just for the... for the people who are really into the fitness craze?
No, I mean, it's all age groups. I mean, I know we had some 8 and 9 year olds running last year.
And so, I'm sure you stage it so the fastest ones
exactly,
go first. And
exactly.
So they don't run into the slow ones in front of them.
Yep, and there are definitely those that do bring their strollers and just go for a walk. It's a beautiful walk along the Harborview Trail out to the marina and the breakwall.
Does 5K do one lap, or do you have to go around a little more than that?
No, it is one lap.
It is just one lap.
Yes, it is.
Just follow the sign saying, keep going this way.
Right.
Keep going
that way. Yeah, and they'll have people out along the route, too, to make sure everyone's headed in the right direction. So.
Yeah, I don't want to be the one to tell you people got lost.
Yeah. But the obstacle course part of it is right at the beach, at the park there. So you don't go anywhere else. You're just...
So you've got
right
like
locally.
A little mini boot camp thing at the beach area, and then do you do that first and the run the second, or do you tire
they,
yourself
they kinda
out?
They kind of run together simultaneously, so you pick one or the other.
Oh.
So, yeah, I don't think you're going to want to run the 5K and then come back and do the farm fit, but hey, if you're up for it, they'd probably let you.
Yep.
Well, terrific. And again, this is basically you just sign up. There's really not much in the way of charges because of your sponsors for much of this.
For the 5K, there is a charge.
Okay.
Because that sponsors, they use the proceeds for that for scholarships for the tech center.
Mm-hmm. Well, then it's a good cause.
It is.
Very good
absolutely.
Cause.
Local absolutely.
And,
yes.
And for the kids, I mean, people love helping the kids.
Right.
Yep.
It's terrific. Now, we talked a little bit about the Flavors of the Thumb food tent. That runs when?
That is noon to 4.
Lunch till early dinner.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So it'll be, you know, following the cook-off in the morning. So then we'll go into the food that's available for you to try.
Is this something new? Do they know how much to cook? Should you try to get there early so you don't miss out? Because all I know is in this county, you mentioned food and people will be there. Because people up here know how to cook.
This is new, and so... I'm not sure how they're all deciding how much to make.
You're flying by the seat of
your
pants.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are.
Okay.
We have to start somewhere, though.
But this is where you learn. Next year you tell them, oh, you're going to have to make, you know, a bigger pot of this kind of stuff because we have demand.
Mm-hmm. And if we run out, that's a good thing.
Yeah, it's better than having a lot of leftovers.
Exactly. That means a lot of people came and checked it out.
Now, obviously, farm equipment's going to be out there. Where is that going to be? Are you closing off some of the main drags?
Yes. A block of
142,
and then south on Huron Avenue will also be closed, and one block to the north.
Sort of typically your parade type routes.
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They're used to being there for a holiday parade. It's generally in that area.
Right.
And basically, they're going to be parked there. Is there...
Yes.
You know, when you have a car show, sometimes they let you, get inside, see what it is. Is that up to the owner? Because I know there's liability and they're tall and they don't want people falling, and I don't want to get people's expectations, you know, that they're going to see what's all inside this thing.
It is up to the owner. Mm-hmm. Most of them, at least in past years, have been very flexible in letting people
climb up and
check it out.
Pretend like they're pushing the buttons, you know,
and
driving.
Blow the horn, maybe, or something on the tractor, but, you know. But
I'm sure the people in the apartments right along the main route just love that.
Maybe, you know, I guess they should be used to it, or maybe they'll leave for the day, I don't know. So.
But you have the whole variety from tractors, combines, the whole deal, unless the farmer really needs to use it that day.
Yeah, it's so we.
This is this time of year, you know,
well,
farmers
we,
are.
Well, that's
farming.
That's what we're running into this year with everything being a little later. Too.
Right, wheat harvest is probably 2 weeks behind. So yeah, we have some staples set up or committed. So we're going to have at least a selection of things to see and look at, and then new this year will be the a sawmill demonstration. Right there
yes,
in the
they're
street.
They're going to do wood processing just north of the light by the library there. They'll be going to be processing logs of wood and making it, I believe, into firewood for the most part.
And you'll have that fresh smell of just cut
wood.
Yes.
Right.
Right. Yeah. So.
And we also have a fishing demonstration this year.
We do. We since with the food, local food products and stuff, we kind of were like, well, a lot of people fish. There's a lot of local fish around here. So we do have the Thumb Steelheaders coming in to do a fishing demonstration. And I believe Bayport's Fish Company is also going to be there with a booth.
When you say fishing demonstration, are they going to have like tank with fish in it, or is this going to be?
It is just whatever they bring.
Okay. Right.
I know this is new, and you don't know
exactly.
Yeah, it's whatever they want to do.
I know they were pretty excited to do it, but I know there'll be a lot of information as to the types of fish they can catch in Lake Huron, mm-hmm. What people fish for off of Harbor Beach, that kind of thing. So whatever else they do with it, I'm not. That is completely up to them.
And they do the charters and know this kind of stuff, so they know what's out there. I mean. Mm-hmm. Years past, it was coho. They've kind of slimmed down, and mm-hmm. now it's lake trout and walleye a little bit, and it just depends on the time of season when they're around, because they have to find food, and you're hoping the lure is something that needs food.
Right.
Yeah, so
Michigan is so diverse in commodities. We're trying to focus on a spotlight on something different and just letting people know, hey, there is just a huge amount of stuff right here in the Thumb of Michigan.
The sheriff will be happy if you tell him, please respect the water.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Because people drive all the way out to the lake and say, we drove here, we're going out. And it's like, no, you really shouldn't today.
Your fishermen pretty much kind of know what they can
they
get away
sure
with.
Do.
They understand mm-hmm. and get it. So hopefully they pass along
And you've got inside the sheltered harbor, largest harbor man-made around. And there is some fish to be caught in there. There's fishing report, there's like bass near the shore and some other stuff inside, so even if you can't get out to the big lake,
right,
you can still find something to try for.
There's a lot of fishing right off the pier and the breakwall in Harbor Beach, and they catch nice 15-16 inch, you know, whatever.
I said you're a big fisherman.
I don't know fish, but they're happy.
He knows tartar sauce.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, there you go. So then for other demonstrations, I know we have Starve the West Milling is mm-hmm. going to be there. And they are actually going to demonstrate how wheat is milled and processed into the final product, like flour.
So you can go to meal all the way to flour to all-purpose flour to baking flour to all the different fine...
Right.
And, you know,
so I'm not sure how detailed they will get in it, but they're going to at least do enough to give... the consumer an idea of what they do.
Mm-hmm.
But then the fun part for the kids is they are bringing sugar cookies for them to decorate.
Oh, nice.
Oh.
So kids will have a great time doing that. So they're really looking forward to that. I believe they're baking cookies tonight after work.
Awesome.
But this is Huron County. Where would they get flour and sugar?
Yeah.
Exactly, right?
Yeah, and the co-op is the... Co-op Elevator is going to have a booth and talk about, they're actually bringing Triscuits and bean dip. I don't know how much, so again, get there early, but they do a lot of things with beans that I don't even know about and where they all go and how they're, you know.
Yeah, they export them around the world.
Around the world, so.
It's a big commodity for us.
They're going to be there talking about all that.
And we mentioned the sugar and ice cream already. That goes saying. So these are the types. Do these people come to you, or do you try to find them? I mean, I would think
a little
they,
of both,
because you know you're trying to get a nice variety, but you know they have to have an idea of what they think they can do and can show.
Right, and there were a few that wanted to be here on Saturday, but have other commitments that they're not able to make it, so they were kind of disappointed. Like Honey wanted to be here. So that'd be cool to see too.
Mm-hmm.
But so we'll see about getting others in for another year maybe.
But. Now you have stuff for the kids, inflatables and such, I see.
Oh, they do. They love those inflatables. And so yes, we are bringing the inflatables in. We'll also have face painting, which is always a big hit.
Do you use a roller or a can?
Roller.
Roller's faster. So, anyways, so...
And there's going to be, from the hospital, you can put on a little DIY first aid in the game there for them,
yeah,
too.
So, yeah, the Harbor Beach
Hospital.
Give
them a little idea of what to do if you hurt yourself till you get to mom and dad, and they can really take care of it.
Exactly. The hospital likes being involved in these kind of things, especially doing things with the kids, which is fantastic for us. So yeah, they'll have a booth there, of course, with all kinds of information and then some fun activities for the kids.
Now, you don't have an event without music. So, I mean, it's Harbor Beach. You've got your own portable stage that you can throw around anywhere you want. So
betcha.
You
so
basically
we have, to,
have to have music.
Yeah.
You have it for this?
We do. We have a live country band that we play in, Whiskey Bound. And they are pretty excited about coming to Harbor Beach. So I talked to them the other day. And
whiskey's made from grain. It's
how about that?
Related.
How about that? Maybe next year.
So anyways, no, they're pretty excited about coming, and I look forward to having them.
When about are they going to play? And
they'll play 11 to 4 on the stage.
Off and on, because, I mean,
all yeah, they'll
time,
take breaks. Sure.
You can't pick all that time without your fingers going numb.
Mm-hmm. Right, exactly. So they'll be right next to the food tent, which will be in the blank lot on the west side of the street by Little Caesars.
Mm-hmm. So. Terrific. And
And the FFA is going to have straw bale bowling.
Straw bale bowling?
Yes, they are going to set up bowling alleys using straw bales.
Oh, okay. I'm sitting there
thinking, thought you were going to roll straw bales?
Yeah.
I know that's what it sounds like,
I thought you had to roll one of those big round bales down and knock some people over or something.
That'd be kind of fun. We could do a lot of fun things
with
that.
Yeah.
But
as
no.
long as it's, as
no,
long
they will,
as it's at the driveway by the hospital.
They,
right.
will, they will actually be using bowling pins and stuff.
Oh, okay.
But, yeah.
Mm-hmm. But the boundaries where the gutters would be
right,
the
straw bales.
Straw,
right.
So, the FFA likes being involved in all this stuff. So
should be fun.
They do a great job with us.
Terrific.
And the weather looks beautiful.
So far.
So good.
We'll
mm-hmm.
take
Cross
it.
Your fingers.
After 3 years of rain, we'll finally get one of maybe not rain.
Maybe not.
Why are you jinxing it?
Yeah.
Why
Sorry.
Are you jinxing it?
Well, we can use a rain, so if it rains,
that's
okay.
I knew
okay.
you were going to say that.
The advantage to that would be that the farmers won't be in their field. They can bring the equipment to town.
Right.
But again, this is all going on this Saturday.
Yes.
Around town. Mm-hmm. Where should you start? Do you start at like the visitor's center, and then you'll get your passport and all the stuff right there where you can, you know, get an idea of where things are happening and when? And this is all online, I assume, somewhere too.
It is. If you go to harborbeach.com under our local events, click Eggventure Day, and the whole schedule of events is there for them for the day. To get your passport, you can start on the north end, south end, or West End. We will have 3 tables with some balloons and stuff at them. There'll be a couple of volunteers sitting there and passing out passports and giving out the prizes when you're done. So you can start anywhere you want.
If you do it on the East End, you need your passport to be in Canada.
Yeah, you might not get in.
All right, and again, much of it's free. Some of it, like the cook-off and that, there'll be a minor charge and for the run because
right.
there's things going on. And
right.
things to defray, but for the most part it's a fun family day. You can bring the whole family out, and you don't have to worry that it's you know,
absolutely
you're going to break the bank for the weekend. You can come out and enjoy the food they have there. If that's too much for your clan of 27, you can go home and something
yeah.
and come back.
You know, but I mean the prices for the food, I mean it's $1 a ticket, so there will be food items that are only going to be $1 to sample. Some might be $2 or $3, but it'll just depend on what the restaurants bring and the cost of the item that they brought. But Corteva is another one of our big sponsors that really support this Egg Venture event
mm-hmm.
every year.
Every year,
so,
yeah.
They've been a big help in a lot of your promotions.
Yes,
this year.
They have.
They should
this
get
year.
Credit for that because they're in town and they support all of the things that go on in town.
They have been fantastic. Yes, they have.
Okay, well that's terrific. You do have other things coming up though. I want to make sure we touch on. People get the calendar set. I understand salsa's coming back.
Oh yes.
And we're not talking the dancing, but maybe that could be something that could go with
let
it.
Let you head that one up.
Oh yeah, that'll be fun.
Yes, our salsa tasting event is August 31st on the Saturday of Labor Day weekend, 11 to 2 in Harbor Beach. You can taste all different kinds of samples of salsas and vote for your favorite one. So the local merchants and organizations will have their salsas there.
And there is a variety to salsas that people really don't imagine.
I just heard one talking about maybe doing a fruit salsa, so we'll see if that happens or not. So, yeah.
Technically, isn't tomato a fruit?
I'm just saying. It is.
I think there's something about that. And then you have the Harvest Festival, and there is a bunch of things going on that day. That is coming up September 21st.
Yes, yeah. So we go for a couple weeks, and we have another event a couple weeks.
Well, you got the holiday weekend in the middle there, kids getting back to school, and then you have another event.
Right. So, yes, our Harvest Festival is September 21st. We have, the big part of that is our chili cook-off.
Which is where you get a sheet and you go around and sample chilies and vote.
Sample chilies until you cannot eat anymore.
And then at the end, one is drawn, you get a nice gift basket, and the winning chili gets a nice trophy to look at and a bunch of things to tout for the whole year.
You betcha. So, and then part of that is also our Murphy Museum Craft Expo. There'll be some vendors on the lawn there. And then you can't forget the WLAW car giveaway.
Right.
That also happens during that day.
You enjoy coming out there and giving it away.
Yeah, it's a fun-filled day. Lots of stuff to do. Museums are open.
We also have desserts. Let us not forget
desserts. We do have desserts. Yes, you would not let me forget desserts.
Because they are tested, and then whatever's ever left, you can buy a slice to take home and enjoy right there. And
pies and desserts. Anybody who wants to enter one of their favorite pies or desserts.
That's the other thing. Are you still looking for people with salsa, with chili for all these events? Can you go online and get information as to how you can be part
of
this?
You can
go
online.
And you don't have to live in Harbor Beach. You can look around the area and such. And you don't have to be a business. If you've got a family recipe that everyone says, You should put this on the market because this is great. You can give her a test.
We will have some that don't have a business downtown, and they might find a different business that lets them set up in front of their store, or the library does open their entryway for non-downtown businesses to set up.
There you go.
So, yeah. But the dessert contest and pies, you're welcome to bring them, drop them off by 10:30 in the morning.
No. Dessert contest, does that mean not just pies?
Correct.
Because
there will be pies.
Used to be pies
desserts.
Pretty much only, and now you're doing
now
other desserts.
Yep. Yeah, we've had a request that people wanted to bring desserts instead of pie, so we're going with what they like.
And how much do you need to bring? Just a pie? Should you bring
a
couple so that there's
enough. If you
want to
bring different
around?
Flavors, you're welcome too.
Okay, I'm just asking because you got to have enough for the judges and the little sales at the end because those help defray costs too.
Right. So no, one pie is plenty, but you're welcome to bring more, or you could bring a pie and a dessert if you would like. So.
You don't want me to bring pies. 'Cause they'd just be in a tin with whipped cream, and I'd be going around town. Want some pie?
Yeah.
Then Halloween gets closer, and you've got a couple of weekends there at the park.
Right, at North Park, we'll be hosting their Halloween weekends, the first two weekends in October, the 4th through the 6th, and 11th through the 13th. And, of course, as always, there's trick-or-treating and contest. And
if you want to do this, get your reservations early, because from what I have heard in the past, they go quite quickly because it's a family event.
They do sell out for those weekends.
And people with campers and kids, they just love it.
Yes, they do. There's some that come back year after year, and anytime someone goes, I know that they love it, that we hear great things about it. So.
And do they have interesting costumes? I mean, it is camping. Do they go as a Weber grill or something?
I haven't seen one yet.
Yeah,
that's a good idea.
But you do see all different kinds of stuff, and kids have a good time.
Oh.
And adults. I have to add the adults and have fun as well.
A lot of parents, they relive their fun as a kid through their own kids when they see them enjoying it. It just snowballs.
It does. So yeah, that's always a good time.
Okay. But this coming weekend, it is Agventure.
Yes.
And when does it start? When should people go? And the website, if they want to register for some of these things to do.
The website for information on Agventure Days at harborbeach.com under local events. For the 5K and Farm Fit Challenge is runsignup.com.
Runsignup.com.
Yes.
Would it say that on your website? People in a question and didn't write it down.
Right. On our website, we do have the registration form, and that email or that
link.
Web apps address is on that registration form. Yes.
Okay.
Or on our Facebook page, it's there as well.
Everything's on Facebook. but those types of things you can pre-register for. You can stop on out that day, enjoy some good food, and
the downtown event kicks off at 10 a.m.
You've got good music. You've got all the things happening. Kids stuff. The kids love the inflatables and all of that. It's a full day of fun for the whole family.
Yes, it is. We hope to see you in Harbor Beach.
And it gives you a chance to just check out what they have in town.
Right.
Thanks for being with us today. I hope you get another great turnout. I hope the weather sticks.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. You didn't get Mother Nature going, I don't know now. So AgVenture Day, Harbor Beach this Saturday, starts in the morning, runs through the afternoon. You can go online, get a full schedule of what's happening to make sure you don't miss out on anything you want to. Coming up at the top of the hour, we will clue you in on all the latest in the news. By the way, our guests today on the program have been Kelly Jo Ossentoski, Community Promotions Director for Harbor Beach, and Darren Seaman, who's the event chairperson this year for AgVenture Day. Our current temperature is now 78 degrees.